This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you just got to grow up, man. It's an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that. But he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry.
Narrator. The Steelers don't think George Pickens is capable of growing up, and they have shipped him off to Dallas. Doran, how many shows have we done in the past couple of years where you'll get at least one caller, one text or one tweet where someone will say the Steelers need to tank. They need to rip this thing down to the studs and start over. It happens all the time.
All done.
We could be talking about anything. We could be talking about the Pirates. The Steelers need to tank. Steelers town. Could be talking about Mike Sullivan. Steelers need to tank. Doran, this town could not handle a tank. This town could not deal with the Steelers being bad for a year. Doesn't mean that tanking wouldn't be a good idea. I'm not even getting into that argument. I just don't think this town is built for it. Mason Rudolph, if the season started today, would be your quarterback, and your number two wide receiver would be Robert Woods or the diminutive Calvin Austin, or it would be Roman Wilson, who played, what, 12 snaps last year. And this town has lost its mind.
Yeah.
Lost its mind.
Yeah.
And so anybody out there who wants to say that they'd still be cool with a tank, I'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. I don't think we're built for it. I think we're built for it with the Penguins because it's happened a couple of times. And here's the cruel reality. When the Penguins are going through a rebuild, people just won't go to games. They'll turn the TV off. When the Pirates are going for their 15th rebuild in the last 40 years, people, when they're mathematically eliminated or they're as bad as they are right now, they'll just simply turn the TV off. They just won't pay attention. We're not wired that way with the Steelers. We are going to watch every one of their games from start to finish, no matter how good or bad they are. And if they're bad, we're going to suffer. When they're mediocre, we can't handle it.
Right.
I do not think this town, no matter how many times people will allege that they want a rebuild, can handle a rebuild.
I am 100% with you. Just like you said, you can't even handle no losing seasons. You can't even handle 9-8, 10-7. Like you can't, like people lose their minds because of that. Think about, and I draw it from here, the reason why people can't handle it. This, and we just were talking about religion. Steelers is religion here.
Yes.
And it's not just because, you know, you love the black and gold, but it's how you kind of start your week. And you know that you have to go through a work week. And the people that have season tickets, the people that go down to the North Shore, the people that tailgate, the people that go to those games, that's the way some people start their week. Or their Monday and week will be ruined if the Steelers lose.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that are true, like, honestly like that.
When I was in college and I was coming back on a lot of weekends because my wife went to Pitt, if the Steelers would lose on a Sunday, that car ride after the game or Monday morning, I'd be pissed the entire time.
Yes.
The entire time. And that's prime years for that. Like, if you were between the ages of 12 and, like, 22 before real world stuff starts, and the Steelers lose, at least the first few days of the week, there's a pall. There's a rain cloud over your head. So I guess what I'm saying is this. 412-928-9370. I don't want to hear about the rebuild anymore. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that the Steelers should tear this thing down to the studs and start over, because you can't even handle George Pickens getting traded. And that's okay that you disagree with the deal. Anybody who disagrees with it, I'm saying it's fine. But some of the reaction on social media yesterday, oh, the Steelers are going to suck. Oh, my God. The Pickensburg burner account. Oh, God, we have to change my name. I might get log off of Twitter. For what? For a guy that had 900 yards last year and was an ass, whose teammates didn't like him. I'm reading more and more of that, Doran.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting all kinds of messages sent to me.
It ain't surprising when the guy moves on that some of the stories that you didn't hear about.
We got a lot of stories.
Yes. The players, under anonymity, will tell you, we didn't really like this guy. And yet you've got people losing their minds on social media. I don't want to hear it anymore. They should tank. You can't handle the tank.
No. No.
You can't handle it. I tweeted it out yesterday, our Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com. The Steelers traded George Pickens for a third and a fifth round pick. Do you like the trade? A bunch of people, no. More than half, no. Would you have moved on from George Pickens? No. Do the Steelers have a plan? No. And there's merit to having any of these debates and conversations. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm arguing. But I just don't want to hear from this fan base, anybody in this fan base, apart from now when we're trying to get calls on it at 412-928-9370, that you can handle a rebuild. You can't. You can't handle a tank. You can't handle 10-7. You can't handle 9-8.
The thing is, too, is that Art and Mike can't handle it either.
They can't handle a tank.
Like, it's not just the fans. Like, they can't handle it, and they'll never put themselves in a position where they would absolutely press the button and tank.
I don't think, and I've likened in an ideal world, this season to 2003, where it's not going to be all that good, but you've got the bones of a good roster. Next year, you find your franchise quarterback, and then you cross your fingers and you hope, right? And next year, I'm not saying they go 15-1, but you get what I'm saying here. I don't think they wanted to be bad in 2003.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they had gone to the playoffs in 2002 with Tommy Maddox at the helm. In 2001, they were 13-3. And go to the AFC Championship. If not for the Oscar-winning kicker in Tennessee, they might have played for the AFC Championship in 2002. They didn't think they would be bad in 03.
No.
And they don't think they'll be bad now. The way it happens is, it's an accident. Like, if the Steelers are going to be bad this year, it's because they struck out on Aaron Rodgers, and oh my God, it's going to be Mason Rudolph, or God forbid, a guy like Kirk Cousins, but they're still trying to win, and they lose.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to try to sink to the basement.
No, it's not going to be on purpose.
And I think it's because they know, A, they've got too much pride. Tomlin doesn't want to see, and I guess this would be B, his non-losing season streak end. And then C, they know the fan base can't handle it.
Right.
Can't handle it.
Right.
Do you want them to tank? Could you handle a tank? Could you hold your nose and swig down a tank? 412-928-9370. I don't think so.
No.
And look, I don't want to watch that for 17 games. I don't think that, I mean, I think I was pretty clear yesterday. I was more than okay with the George Pickens trade. But the one hang up in my mind is this year's going to be ugly offensively if they don't backfill at the wide receiver position.
That's where I'm at. I mean, I was against the George Pickens trade all along and still am, because you need two wide receivers.
Yes.
That's just, I mean, it's more logistics than, you know, kind of tanking or just kind of, you know, outside looking in. I think it's more like, all right, like, if you just even want to play competent football, I think you need two receivers.
And that's where I've been on it, too. Like, I've moved off my spot on Rodgers, and yesterday, at this exact time, they still had Pickens, they had DK Metcalf, and you ask people down at the South Side, they think this Rodgers is going to come here. From a football standpoint, I don't think it leads to much more than the last few years has led to, but damn it, I wanted to see it. Caboli tweeted something similarly last night. Hey, the Steelers probably did the pragmatic thing here, moving off of George Pickens, because they were never going to pay him. But even the people who agree with it, I think it hurts a little bit, because you wanted to see Pickens with Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And maybe it wound up being a train wreck. Maybe it wound up being better than I personally thought it would be, but damn it, I was intrigued by the possibility.
Mm-hmm. That's why it makes me believe that there's another move
coming. There has to be.
I mean, I just can't see a team, an organization, go through what they went through last year with just one wide receiver and one kind of one trick pony type of offense. Just can't happen.
Well, they got Roman Wilson, Doran, and Jeremy Fowler says they have a lot of faith in Roman Wilson.
Yeah, well.
So much faith that they didn't play him last year, even when he got healthy and they weren't scoring points and George Pickens was nicked up. Like, that's how much faith they have in that guy. He's like a used car, Doran. I like the player. I liked him when they drafted him. I am intrigued. But because they drove him off the lot and we saw that he couldn't pick up the offense or get on the moving train last year.
Appreciate it.
That's exactly right. So they can tell you through the media, like Jeremy Fowler, that they have faith in Roman Wilson.
No.
Okay.
No.
I ain't buying it.
No.
He gonna need to show them. He's going to need to go out there in OTAs, mini camp, training camp, preseason, bust his ass, and be productive before they're going to trust him.
Yep.
So spare me with that. Could you deal with the tank? 412-928-9370. Want your calls, texts, and tweets on that. How do we think Pickens is going to do in Dallas? We can get into that coming up next before we get into the depressing state of the Pirates. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Texter, debate over 100 men versus a gorilla was at least entertaining. Steelers would never tank, and Pittsburgh fans are supposed to be smart. See, I hate that. Can't stand that. There was a time where it was widely thought that the Steelers would never fire a coordinator in season. They did that.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers hadn't traded a first-round draft pick since the Beatles were touring. They did that for Minkah Fitzpatrick. We never would have thought in a million years that the Steelers would overhaul their quarterback room. When they had a first-round pick who was only 2 years into his contract, they did that, and they've overhauled the quarterback room for the second consecutive year. This ain't your granddaddy's Pittsburgh Steelers anymore. Now, I also don't think that they would tank.
Mm-mm.
They don't believe in that as a philosophy. I'm not even arguing that they should tank. But just because they don't operate some way doesn't mean it ain't our job to tell them when we think they're doing things wrong. I hate this. That guy, that texter, is no fun at parties. Should the Pirates fire Derek Schultz? Well, they would never do that. All right, end of conversation. I guess we're not going to talk over a couple of icy lights. Like, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, things change. Things are different. Now, I know at the top is the same, and it is sometimes the people right underneath, and we know who we're talking about, Mike Tomlin, Omar, and Andy, to kind of change the vision of the top and say, like, yeah, we can't operate this way anymore. And we got to get out of our – we got to do things a little bit different. We got to get with the times. And I think that they've been trying to do that, this regime. I don't believe that, like, there's a Steeler way anymore.
No, what the hell does that mean? And Steelers DNA and all that crap? Come on now.
I don't think that that's a real thing anymore.
The Penguins, for the last 40 years – I mean, yeah, 40 years – have been speed, skill, scoring, pretty much globetrotter hockey. Okay, that's the soul of the Penguins. It always has been. Kyle Dubas might make this a big, rugged, physical team.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's always been so doesn't mean that things can't change. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. That texter kind of proves the point, though. They can't handle a tank.
Mm-mm. But it's easy to go back and to get back in your normal ways. That's one thing that I will say about anything and the Steelers. Like it's so easy to fall back into what you know.
Yes.
As a person or as a business, as anything.
Yeah, you're gonna fall back on habits, you're gonna fall back on your preset factory settings pretty much.
Right.
Can people change? I think maybe a little bit, but you are who you are.
At this point, yeah.
If you are in your mid-30s. And you've always operated a certain way. You're not all of a sudden going to change everything. I just don't believe that. So I get what you're saying. And they're not going to tank. But let's say next year they draft their quarterback of the future. They use some of these picks they've packaged. Some of these picks they got, they package them, they move up, get a quarterback. And that guy doesn't work out. All right, it'll probably be time to try a tank. Probably be time to try something different. Because the way they've been doing things, that's the other thing here, man. The way they've been doing things hadn't been working for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, even.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gone to a Super Bowl since 2010.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll be time to move on from Mike Tomlin.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But they might not even do that, right? Well, you can't talk about moving on from Mike Tomlin because they'll never do it. Well, just because they might not do it doesn't mean that they shouldn't do it.
Right.
The Penguins will never move on from Mike Sullivan. Oh, really? Look what happened. Look what happened. Mike Sullivan will be here forever. He's like a Supreme Court justice. Nope. You can talk about whatever you want. And just because these organizations do things a certain way doesn't mean that they operate correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If they were operating correctly, they'd have a playoff win in the last decade.
Real quick aside.
8 years.
Real quick aside, if Mario is still the owner, you think that they would move on from Mike Sullivan?
No.
Right.
412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Do you think George Pickens is going to play well this year?
Yes.
I do not.
Why?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say it that way. I think he'll put up some nice stats. I think he's going to be a massive headache, though.
He's only a headache to people who get headaches. And I don't think I think Jerry Jones is not going to let him get a headache, not let him be a headache, because he's going to let George be George, and he's used to that. He's fine with that. And I think George will go into a situation where he doesn't have to hold his breath and not be himself and express himself the way that he wants to do it and be, you know, kind of have that magnifying glass on him. I don't think Jerry's going to operate like that. Or it could be the total opposite.
Total opposite.
Where they have handcuffs on him all the time. But I don't think that, like, Jerry has dealt with players like George a lot.
Jerry will make it all about him, which will actually provide cover for George Pickens.
Yes.
I could see that. Again, I've had a couple of texts since the Pickens trade. He was not a popular man in that locker room at all.
No.
They felt like they had to baby his ass all the time.
Yep.
I mean, that's why guys like Jaylen Warren felt like they could publicly shame the guy when he wasn't blocking.
Mm.
And that was before Jaylen Warren was even Jaylen Warren of today, where people like Jaylen Warren
right.
and think he's a really good football player. And some have advocated that he should be the number one running back. This was when he was in the timeshare and he wasn't getting the majority of the touches. And he came out and he criticized George Pickens. That is a pimple on the ass.
Yeah.
Of the Yeti here, man.
Like, you'll see
we are
going to
keep hearing more.
You'll see that with quarterbacks every once in a while, but you don't see that with other position players calling out another position player on the same side of the ball as you. Never see that.
No, you do not. And I think if you are going to form an argument that Pickens is going to, and this is the phrase I always use, walk the straight and narrow this year, I think the best argument for it would be that Dak Prescott is by leaps and bounds a better quarterback than Pickens has ever played with here.
Yes.
And so when you get open, the ball is going to find you, thus keeping you happier.
The biggest motivation is whenever somebody doesn't want you and you get another opportunity to show.
Oh, I know that, buddy.
You know, like, exactly. And I think that Pickens is going into a situation where it's new, it's fresh, it probably was much needed. And he's going into a situation where he knows immediately he's not the number one guy. Like, here, like, with DK coming in, you know, that'll ruffle some feathers, right? That'll make you upset that they traded for a number one wide receiver. Yeah, like, okay, maybe I could still get my touches, whatever. But, like, now you've been shipped to a place and you land and you know that you're number two. The quarterback's number one. Actually, you're number three. The quarterback's number one. You're number three. So, fall in line. And I think that he actually might this time, because he knows exactly where he stands in the Cowboys organization, and he's on a contract year. Like, all these things coming together. New start. He's the number two. You know that you're number two. They wanted you, the Steelers didn't. I think he's going to have a good year, and you have a good quarterback.
Those are all massive motivating factors.
Yes.
Chip on your shoulder for so many different reasons. I just don't know that he can channel it. I think he can do everything right during a week, right?
Yeah.
I'm focused. Right. Believe in all these things and then still explode on game day because he's got that fuse. I think Metcalf is similar, but Metcalf has only ever become a problem on the field. And even then, what we're talking about is he'll commit penalties.
Mm-hmm.
He'll hit guys late.
Over-aggressive, yeah.
He'll be over-aggressive. But during the week, that guy's not a problem, and he was a popular teammate in Seattle. This guy, not a popular teammate here. That's more evident now than ever before. Caboli reported yesterday that this was a Tomlin decision.
Oh, really?
That Mike Tomlin was the one who said, we can't win with this guy. Tomlin probably tired of covering for him and looking like a buffoon because of it.
Like Tim Benz asked that question.
I was just about to bring Benzie up again.
That might have been the final straw.
Because Tomlin looked like a fool. Oh, I got a lot of responsibilities on game day.
Wow.
Come on, Mike. Mike, you're a very smart man. You know exactly what was happening. And if not, that's not a defense. That just makes you look like somebody who doesn't have your finger on the pulse of your own football team.
I mean, everybody knows that has played in the NFL that the coach has a checklist to see where everybody's at and sees if everybody has walked into the facility or into the stadium.
Come on.
That's procedure.
He's tired of covering for him. Tired of making excuses for him. And Aditi yesterday on with the PM team, she gets the up-close and personal look when she's on the sidelines. She said she has never seen a player who needs to have their hand held more than George Pickens. Guys coming up to him, trying to keep him focused. We saw in Hard Knocks when there was the interception in the Bengals game, the pick six, where he fell down. Tomlin comes over to him, and this was a good leadership moment by Tomlin, puts his arm around him and says, keep your head in the fight. Yeah. You shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
And every guy's going to have different mileage. Every guy is going to need to be coached differently. Everyone's an individual. I believe in that. You can't coach. You can't have a blanket statement on how you're going to coach your football team. Everyone is different. Some guys need to be yelled at. Some guys need to be left alone. Some guys need the tough love. Some guys need to be babied. But according to Aditi, and now some things I've heard in the last 24 hours, nobody needed it more than that guy. And he got hurt last year, I get it, but he didn't even have 1,000 yards. If you backfill, it's the right move.
Yes.
And if you don't, I still think it's the right move, but anybody who wants to criticize it, I totally understand, because it's going to look a lot like it did last year, yep. And last year wasn't good enough.
Yep.
412-928-9370. We'll take all your Pickens calls. How do you think he's going to do in Dallas? Do you buy what Mark Caboli was selling? That this was a Tomlin decision, 412-928-9370. So your call is coming up next, and then a mountain of pirate statistics that point to one thing needing to happen. And that thing should probably happen today. We will get into some of the options that are out there to replace George Pickens. A couple of free agents. I think there's a bunch of trade targets. Some you wouldn't have to give up much for, others you'd probably have to give up a little bit more of a haul. We'll get into all that. Should the Steelers even be drafting wide receivers with checkered pasts? Get into that a little bit later on in the show, and you can weigh in at 412-928-9370. The Pirates are 12-26 after losing to the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. They've been swept in consecutive series. They've lost 7 games in a row. I've got a mountain of statistics here.
Oh, boy.
Bear with me, folks.
Oh, boy.
Here's how bad this is. I saw this from Pony. Year one of the rebuild, 2020, the COVID year, they started out 12-26. It's year six, they're 12-26. And Pony said they haven't made any progress. I would argue it's much worse. You've got O'Neill Cruz, who's a top 20 OPS guy in all of Major League Baseball. You've got Paul Skeens, who's starting for you every fifth day, and you're still 12-26. That tells you how little talent there is elsewhere on the roster. Mm. You're in a worse place. The Pirates are 7 games back, Dorn, of fourth place. Not of first. No, of fourth place. They are 7 games clear in the cellar right now. They've lost 7 in a row. They've lost 9 of 11. They've scored just 5 runs in their last 5 games. They've been shut out a league-leading 7 times. The all-time record is 33. We'll be seeing if they're on pace for that. And here's one more. This from Charles Borges, our esteemed part-time producer around here. Wonderful man who recently got engaged. Congratulations
Congrats.
To you, Charles Borges. Derek Shelton is in sole place of 214th out of 216 managers in winning percentage in the history of baseball. For managers who have been on the bench for at least 700 games. So among all managers who have managed 700 or more games, he is 214th in winning percentage. His winning percentage is 410. They lose 60% of the games managed by this guy. they're off today. I think there is some reason to believe, at least I've been told, something could happen. Today would make some sense.
Make the most sense.
And then I'm guessing Don Kelly would be the interim manager. I haven't been told that this is definitely going down today, but I've been told that there is reason to believe it could be going down in the next few days, and today would make the most sense, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. And it's needed at this point. And as we've been saying for a while now, it's not like it's going to fix anything. So I don't, you know, we're not expecting like some drastic changes within the playing of the Pirates, but a new voice, new perception of the Pirates that can take you to the end of this year.
It would at least show that you're not on autopilot as an organization.
Yes.
That you are paying attention to the on-field results. And, hey, you let Don Kelly go the rest of the season. I'll be very clear on this. Like Don Kelly, have heard nothing but great things about the man. People in baseball think that this guy's going to be a successful manager. If he comes in and they do exactly the same thing, you cut bait at the end of the year. You just have to.
Yeah.
If he comes in and the Pirates are markedly better, then he can be one of the candidates.
Yeah.
But he can't just be the guy. This needs to be a prove-it thing. And hey, it's not a good roster. I think Ben Cherington is more the culprit in any of this than Derek Shelton is. And so the same bag of groceries that has been handed to Derek Shelton is what will be handed to Don Kelly if they move on from Shelton and he's the interim manager. Totally understand that. But you need to win more than Shelton did for me to even consider you as the guy.
There's no doubt. But what do you do, and when's the timing for Cherington?
I would do it all at the same time.
So you would do that? So simultaneously?
Yeah,
today?
Do it simultaneously.
If it was today, you would expect them to do both?
I would expect them only to do Shelton today, but if it were me running the ship, I would do both, yeah.
So if you expect them to just do Shelton, let's say today, hypothetically, when do you think the next domino will fall for Cherington? Like, you've been talking about you don't want to see him oversee the draft. When is the draft? It's like
June something or other.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah.
Would it be within the next month?
I think they would do it after the draft.
So after the season then? Or trade?
I mean,
then you have to get a trade debt. Like, you might as well just do it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
You should do it now because I don't want this regime making the next draft picks. And I don't want them handling the trade deadline.
Right.
They haven't made any good trades. That's not fair. They did the Oviedo trade, and they got Joey Bart in here. There's two. I think he's made 40-some-odd trades. I'd give two A grades. Two. And really, even Oviedo, while it was a good player, he hasn't pitched since his first year in Pittsburgh. I mean, that's not their fault.
Right.
But yeah, I'd get rid of both of them, and I would do it today. And I take no joy in saying that, but we just read you all the statistics. I mean, it's inarguable. This isn't an emotion-based argument. This is a fact-based argument.
Yep.
7 games back of fourth place, 12-26 in year 6, just like they were in year 1. 7 out of 9, 7 in a row they've lost, 9 of 11, 5 runs in 5 games, shutout 7 times. What are we waiting for here?
Right.
Come on now. 412-928-9370, but let's take a Pickens call. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Peachy.
I agree with the fact that you guys said the city can't handle the rebuild. I mean, I still think that's what's best for the team. But my thing is, how is that even possible? I mean, there's no way in the world you can make me think that we're only going to get around 2 to 5 wins. And the only way that's even possible is if Tomlin tells every player to not try and suck, which isn't going to happen. But that's kind of where I'm at right
they're
now
too,
with the rebuild.
They're too late into the proceedings now, Dakota. To rebuild.
Exactly.
It can't happen now.
It just never will under Tomlin.
Correct.
You know, like, I just, unless everybody got hurt, that's the only way. And like you said earlier, unless they fall into it.
If it's Rudolph at quarterback because they're spurned by Rodgers and they're not able to swing a trade for another wide receiver, that's a pretty good place to start for sucking. But you would still need, like, TJ Watt to get hurt, Cam Hayward to take a step back. Like, they'll just take the air out of the ball, and they'll beat the bad teams with their defense the way they always do, and they'll be right around the 500 mark, and they'll be picking, like, 18th.
Yeah.
That's the way it would go. Danny in Atlanta. Sorry, Dorn.
Hey, gentlemen. I just got a couple things. George Pickens, he was never the guy at the University of Georgia down here in Atlanta, or Athens, but he was a nice find for them, okay? But my big thing is, we have stopped developing wide receivers. You know, I think it started, you know, Yancey Big Ten, we developed Tone, we developed, you know, Plax, we developed Mike Wallace, we developed Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, and then we just stopped developing wide receivers. And that's a coaching problem.
Well, it could be a scouting problem, too, and we'll get into that at the top of the hour. It's a good call, Danny, because I do think the Steelers have nailed the process insofar as they know when to move on from guys, and when they do, they fade into relative obscurity.
It's not about the development of receivers. It's about the outside of the development of receivers. I feel like that they've developed receivers. I feel like that the talent is there. The talent is there for the receivers that they've had in the last how many years?
Yeah, Juju's best years were here.
Yeah. It's all the stuff outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's their other, like, you know, their alter ego outside of that is what the Steelers scouting department has been missing.
They have too much faith that they can reform the man. The on-the-field stuff, they've drafted talented players and they've gotten a lot out of the talent.
Yeah.
But it's the head stuff that they haven't been able to figure out.
And a lot of those guys are the second round picks, which
right.
is weird.
Right.
You know, George, Juju was your second round pick, I believe, and Claypool.
And, I mean, even guys like Martavis Bryant was a fourth round pick mm-hmm. who was really good when he was on the field here. I mean, that list goes on and on. AB was a sixth round pick. They haven't spent a lot of first round picks on wide receivers.
What, one?
You go back to Tone, as the caller called him. Santonio Holmes.
Who else before that? Anybody? No.
Plex.
Plex was first round.
Plex was a first round pick. Other than that, they haven't been taking dudes in round one. And so they have been developing. But it's been about the mental side of things. 412-928-9370, top of the hour. We'll get into whether or not that's a good philosophy, taking these receivers who fall in the draft because of some of the mental stuff. Coming up next, we'll continue to take your calls. Will Pickens have a good year in Dallas? Do you buy that Mike Tomlin was the one who made the decision here on George Pickens? 412-928-9370. It is 6:48. It's time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostic, as he does every Thursday, is going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. The Pirates, way down deep in the cellar of the NL Central. They've lost 7 games in a row. If they were going to move on from the manager, today would make a lot of sense. It's an off day. Also, you have the big Steelers news to kind of give you cover. Would be a news dump. They should have done it yesterday if they were going to do it.
Right.
Right the second that Adam Schefter tweeted at what was going on with George Pickens and the Dallas Cowboys. They're in the gutter, Doran. These Pittsburgh Pirates. The absolute gutter. And you were telling me your gutters are all kind of nasty and clogged and gross.
Yeah, they're terrible. Yeah. I need somebody to come clean them. I need somebody to come clean my gutters. Seriously, they're terrible. I haven't gotten them cleaned in a couple years, and now, like, there's water. I mean,
I'm sure there's an endorsement opportunity there.
I mean, right? I need my gutters cleaned, like, ASAP. It's getting bad. It's going to, like, tear my house down.
That's one of the things that, I mean, and the list is long for me, but that's one of the things I just won't do.
Yeah.
I don't like getting up on ladders. B, I don't like gook.
No.
I don't like muck.
And I'm not going to, like, stick my hand somewhere where it's probably, who knows what's in there. Like, I'm not going to stick my hand in
decaying leaves and mud and
bugs and
bird poop and
nastiness. Who knows what's in there? Yeah, I need them done really bad ASAP.
I could, however, see it being one of those, like, really satisfying before and after pictures. But you get your gutters clogged, you got all kind of water problems and damage after that.
I mean, it's coming into my house.
Yeah.
It's, like, dripping through the roof.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, it's messed up.
You think it's a big project?
No, I've gotten done before,
yeah.
And they did it real quick because they had, like, different machines.
Oh, yeah.
But it is satisfying. You look down at them because, like, I could see a portion of it, and it's spick and span.
Mm. My brother-in-law, they live up, where is it that they live? Verona.
Mm.
And they got all kind of trees in their backyard. I'll text him all the time. Hey, buddy, you want to hang out? You want to do something this week? Not cleaning the gutters. It's like twice a month he's cleaning the gutters. The damn trees, the leaves, everything falling off them. It's no good.
No. That's where
I'm at. If you'd like to help out our guy, Doran,
Be nice.
Reach out on the text line at 412-928-9370. Texter, you two sound so white collar right now. We don't deny it.
No.
We don't deny it.
No, not at all.
It's opportunity cost, too. Like, I would rather pay for something and have someone do it right.
Yes.
Do it quickly.
Yes.
Then even forget about the ladder and the heights and forget about the grossness. It's also time.
Right.
I'd like to play with my kids or drink beer.
Well, yeah, we talk about this all the time. Like, I'd rather pay somebody to do it right than me to have to figure it out and mess it up.
Yes.
And not do it right.
And then you're still paying someone to do it the right way.
Right.
Texter, PJ Fitzpatrick does the gutter cleanings.
That is true.
Do you do PJ?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
So does Starkey, right? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Texter, take us to a pit game. We'll clean your gutters. All right, now we're getting to a place where I think this is kind of illegal. I don't know if we could do that kind of train. Just text us, 412-928-9370. What chores do you actually enjoy? I'll tell you one that I love. The power washing.
Yes.
Of the back patio.
I do that, yes.
It is amazing how quickly in a year the patio can get all nasty.
Yep.
It's super therapeutic blasting it. I love it.
I love doing
it. I write
that.
My name first. You ever do that when people come by, do some cement work too, write your initials in there?
Yeah, sure.
You could do that, and then Carlo Zofko would come, and he would lift it up, and then he would sell that piece of sidewalk for $225. That's how that would go.
Oh, man.